It seems every year a new Oscar controversy springs up. For the 2020 Oscars, the Academy truly, and yet unsurprisingly, blundered. That's according to Sherry Zeck, interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and WGLT's culture maven. Zeck says the Academy members really blew it by not nominating any women in the Best Director category.
We are seeing more and more women direct, and the only woman who's ever won an Oscar for directing was directing a pretty guy-oriented film. So I think it is telling that still in 2020, even with a higher number of female directors, we are not seeing them represented in nominations.
The film Little Women was nominated for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. And Greta Gerwig, who directed that film, did not get a Best Director nod.
Mm-hmm. I think there is a certain degree of a cult of personality that goes on in the director nominations, a certain degree of it, in that if Martin Scorsese directed a picture that year, he's going to get nominated for an award.
If he directed a Kleenex commercial, he would be nominated.
Get nominated for an award, right. Tarantino is maybe getting into that status. Big action picture director is not necessarily going to be in this list, even with this expanded Best Picture list. Now, with regard to Greta Gerwig, even if we had five pictures on the list, Little Women probably would have been among the top five. And so I do think there's a little bit of sexism in there. But it's not just about her as a director. It's about the fact that it's a female-driven film. The really exciting moment is when we will have a Best Picture nominee that is very much a female-driven film that is directed by a woman and written by a woman, and all three of them get nominated. We're not there yet.
Well, then, do you feel the diversification of the Academy members has still not taken hold yet?
Well, I do think that there is, to a certain degree, a cult of personality, as I said, and that tends to favor established artists, which is going to tend to favor white men. There is something going on with those who vote for the Oscars now. The old people are dying. It's a younger crowd. Mm-hmm. And we can see in the acting nominees, for instance, a kind of clash between sort of old standbys like Al Pacino and Kathy Bates and some of those folks. And then kind of this younger crowd, Ronan and Scarlett Johansson and some of those folks. I think we're seeing in some of those nominations the influence of the youngifying of the Academy voters, who still have a respect for the people who have these incredibly long careers. So I think the trend is that the Academy voters are getting younger. I'm not sure they're getting more female or less white.
Okay.
Not in any great numbers.
So Joker has racked up quite a few nominations, 11 for the film Joker. Is this basically the only way a comic book movie is going to win Best Picture, do you think? The way
By
Joker?
By being dark and awful and something I won't go see?
Gritty, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's necessarily true, but I do think that this is certainly buoyed by the acting performance.
Well,
I think that's really the thing that's driven it into all these nominations.
People are always talking about, there's all these superhero movies out there, comic book movies, superhero movies and comic book movies. When is one going to take home an Oscar?
Yeah, but was Joker a superhero movie? I mean, just because it
was an anti-hero movie.
That's right. It comes from a comic book. It wasn't the high gloss superhero usual bright color Marvel kind of thing that we have come to love about those sorts of movies. It was a dark character driven picture that happened to have elements of action and extraordinary prowess and technology and things like that.
So Netflix has snagged some nominations.
Big ones,
yeah, for The Irishman. And they, they put it out in the theater for a week and then they put it on Netflix. Is this going to really change the landscape with this rise of Netflix?
So I have huge cynicism about these awards. I don't think these awards say anything about what's best. I think they are commercial enterprises. But they are big money-making enterprises in and of themselves. It's not just that getting an Oscar boosts the appeal and the income generated by the films that are nominated. It's that the whole business of giving out Academy Awards is also its own economy, just like the Emmys, just like the Grammys. So, does it make sense, really, to separate the Emmys from the Oscars, really? This is a good example of why it's not. And of course, we're going to see more and more co-productions, if we want to put it that way, or these crossover kinds of things. They will be speaking less and less to and about separate realms of entertainment creation as time goes on.
We're going to talk about the nominations, but first I want to know if there were any nomination snubs that really caught your attention.
There's general sort of snubbing of insufficient numbers of minority actors and actresses in this. So sort of general snubbage. I don't know as though I want to get into articulating particular performances that were snubbed, but there are curiosities. Let's talk about The Irishman for a second. First of all, I think Joe Pesci was great in that. He was far and away one of the best performances I've seen in a long time. I'm not fond of Al Pacino. Sorry, I know you want to kick me now.
No.
I think that he's mannered as an actor, and that bothers me. I think that insofar as I'm not a fan, I found his manner worked in this role. But there was another guy in the film. Where's Robert De Niro on this list? Really? Can you imagine a film in which Robert De Niro is the lead and he doesn't get an acting nomination, but the two yahoos who are acting with him do? That's astounding to me. Again, that's one of the things that got me thinking about, well, what's happening in terms of the fact that the Academy is getting younger?
Do they look at that and think, you've been rewarded enough, we're not going to give you anything? Because you know, sometimes the awards or the lack of awards come for different reasons, not just what sort of performance you gave.
Well, that's absolutely true. But so let's think about some of these actor in a leading role nominations. Adam Driver is hot right now.
He's in a Star Wars movie, so give it to him.
He is in a Star Wars movie, which people do not want to give acting awards to people in Star Wars movies, but they sure run out to see the movies, and they sure love them. And this generation that we're talking about has loved the Star Wars movies all their lives, as opposed to seeing them as a threat, where the, you know, Charlton Heston generation saw them, right? So I still kind of think of the Oscars as a thing you earn over a career. Even if it's given for a single performance, you earn it over a career. To me, he's too young to be getting one. But he's on everybody's lips at the moment, and so we see him there.
So tell me something about Brad Pitt.
He's an interesting case to me, as is Leonardo DiCaprio, actually, in regards to whether the Academy thinks they're good actors or not. This is not a first nomination for either one of them, but I think there's always been some kind of questions about whether those two are actually good actors or whether they are just working with the right people, getting in the right projects, and that sort of thing. And I think, again, getting back to this generational thing, they're at the edge, you know, they're about to become the old hands, believe it or not.
Oh, that makes me feel old.
I know. Anyway, so I think that they might kind of be positioned in the right way for both the old guard to recognize them in a way that the old guard kind of is not going to recognize Scarlett Johansson. And yet are young enough that the younger folks voting in the Academy go, well, yeah, they've been around a while. I've always liked them. Let's give them something.
Because you have warm feelings about somebody that you've spent many an hour in a dark room staring at their 30-feet nostrils.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's it.
For Best Picture, we have Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. What's your pick, Sherry?
You know what? I'm going to go way, way out on a limb here and say 1917.
Why is that out on a limb?
Well, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Academy likes self-referential movies. It's got a couple of actors in there that people like. But I think 1917, it came out late, but it's getting a lot of buzz for being something a little different, mostly stylistically. I just have a feeling that late play is going to work for it. And some of these other films, like, first of all, I'm shocked that Ford v. Ferrari and Jojo Rabbit are in there.
Yeah.
But some of these other films, Marriage Story, Little Women, The Irishman, strong films, but not groundbreaking films. And I think people will argue that 1917 is groundbreaking and will want to give it something.
That's Sherry Zeck, Interim Dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and WGLT's Culture Maven. As for the Best Director category, Zeck predicts Sam Mendes will take home the award for 1917. I'm Laura Kennedy.